From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to reinstate a Florida law passed to keep a severely brain-damaged woman connected to a feeding tube. But how soon doctors might remove Terry Schiavo's life support remains unclear. The case has divided Schiavo's family and many others who've taken an interest in her plight. From Miami, NPR's Eric Weiner has the story.
Today's Supreme Court decision marks the latest chapter in the long and bitter and profoundly sad case of Terry Schiavo. The 41-year-old woman suffered brain damage in 1990 when her heart suddenly stopped beating. Ever since, she's been in what doctors call a persistent vegetative state. She can breathe on her own, but depends on a feeding tube to stay alive. George Annis, a professor at Boston University's School of Public Health, describes Schiavo's quality of life as essentially zero.
There is no awareness. There's no conscious awareness of her environment at all. She's exactly in the same situation that very famous patient Karen Ann Quinlan was in 1976 when her case became the first one to be litigated.
Karen Ann Quinlan's family eventually won the right to disconnect her from a respirator. Professor Annis says that Schiavo's case, like that of Karen Ann Quinlan, has revolved around one basic question.
What would Terry have wanted herself if she could talk to us?
Terry Schiavo left no written instructions about whether she would have wanted to be kept alive artificially. That's not unusual. Few people do. What is unusual is that Terry Schiavo's family is so deeply divided about what to do. Her husband, Michael Schiavo, wants to remove the feeding tube and allow his wife to, as he puts it, die with dignity. But Terry Schiavo's parents want to keep her alive, arguing that she is indeed aware of her surroundings and could improve with therapy. Today's Supreme Court decision represents a major setback for them. Terry's father, Robert Schindler, responded angrily to this latest development. He spoke at an annual anti-abortion rally in Washington.
And it's just pathetic what they've done to her, and it is judicial homicide. And it's just incredible. And we just ask for your support, and my family, on behalf of Terry, we thank you very, very much.
Today's Supreme Court decision also represents a setback for Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who has personally intervened on behalf of Terry Schiavo's parents. In 2003, he helped pass a special provision called Terry's Law that ordered doctors to replace Schiavo's feeding tube after her husband had it removed. It was this law that the Supreme Court today declined to reinstate. Governor Bush spoke to reporters shortly after getting word of the Supreme Court's decision.
I'm disappointed but not surprised, respectful of their decision. There are ongoing efforts in the courts by Mr. and Mrs. Schindler, and we will continue to support them in those efforts.
It's not clear what those efforts might be. Governor Bush's own lawyer concedes he's out of legal options. Terry Schiavo's parents had hoped that comments by Pope John Paul II might have helped their cause. While not speaking specifically about Terry Schiavo's case, the Pope said that even people in vegetative states have a right to basic nutrition. Terry Schiavo is a devout Catholic. So far, Florida courts have not accepted this argument, but they may soon be asked once again to discern the wishes of a woman who can no longer speak for herself. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Miami.